Digital Arena on the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sportscast World Cup coverage.
The update presented by The Sportscast.
The Sportscast, June 17th, 2026. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all your channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net, or you could follow us on X and Instagram at thesportscast1 and check out our app, The Sportscast, in the iOS App Store. Lionel Messi scores a hat trick. No one saw that coming. Colombia's turn tonight against Uzbekistan. Join us for the first time, a close friend of mine, George Delgado. We talk soccer all year long, and I say, you know something? Let's invite you onto the Sportscast. Welcome to the World Cup coverage.
Thank you, Leon. Appreciate it. Great intro.
Thank you very much. So tell us, George, a little bit about yourself. What is your – obviously, you're Colombian. Everyone watches soccer/football, but a little intro of yourself.
Yep, I was actually born here in Miami. And at when I was 10 years old, I moved to Colombia. It was culture shock, culture plus language. And I came back to Miami to go to college. And I did live – almost 1 year in France. So I've actually lived most of my life in the USA.
That's awesome. And he's a Colombian supporter, club supporter, or you don't, you're not loyal to anyone in club level?
No loyalty to any Colombian club.
Okay. So, or anyone in Europe. You don't have to be, doesn't have to be
Colombia. In Europe, Bayern Munich.
Okay.
Bayern Munich, they treat Colombians well. They're really happy with Luis Diaz, and they were really happy with James Rodriguez.
So you're saying they have a good track record with Colombian players. So
yeah, they have a good track record. They're an amazing team, one of the elite teams, as we all know.
They're so, true contenders.
Oh yeah, they're always contenders for Champions League.
Well, there you have it. Let's go to the first topic today. Lionel Messi records a hat trick to tie it. All-time World Cup scoring record. We beat Algeria 3-0 last night. A couple of controversial calls, but let's focus on the goals. I didn't see this coming. Everyone's saying Lionel Messi's old. He plays in the MLS. But apparently you are able to score 3 goals in Kansas City. Your thoughts over yesterday's game?
Yeah, well, and it was surprising. You're saying no one expected it because in Copa America – I think he only had 1 goal in the whole tournament. Wow. And that goal, he kind of stole it from one of his teammates because the ball was going in anyway. And it was just like a touch at the goal line. So I think that's why you're saying it was surprising and no one expected it. But wow, man, if you want to know how to shoot a ball, just watch yesterday's game. And that's how you shoot from outside the box.
Yeah, and we're showing the video here for the podcast listeners. The first goal came in the first half, and the second half, they had 2 goals. The first goal was a pass by Rodrigo De Paul, but I think Argentina came to the right, holding with this win, but their group is pretty easy. As you explain, because we're in a group chat and we were talking about this this morning, that Argentina is in a easy group. And let me pull up the teams. Do they got Jordan and Austria, which Austria beat Jordan 3-1. But this is a pretty walk in the park, or what are your thoughts?
Well, before the World Cup started this year, yeah, everyone thought walk in the park. But with the results that we've been seeing lately, like the extremely controversial Spain Cabo Verde result, 0-0. Can you say it's a walk in the park? I mean, after last night, it does look like it's a walk in the park.
And because it's the first South American team to win, because all they've either tied or they lost in their first opening matches.
Right, right. So, yeah, so even with all the surprises that this World Cup has given us so far, I do think it's a walk in the park out of the classic big teams, you know, England, Spain, France, was Argentina.
I mean, everyone's counting Spain as a South American country. They're not European, by the way.
Yeah, okay, but let's count them as a classic World Cup big team.
Okay.
They did win one. They definitely have the easiest group.
For sure. There was one play last night from Messi. He stepped on the Algerian player on his calf. Was not a yellow card or a red card, George. He got a slap in the wrist at best. Your thoughts over this play?
You know, I mean, when you're Lionel Messi playing for Argentina FIFA, red cards don't exist.
This is not a conspiracy theory.
Not at all. Just watch the clip from yesterday and the one we're watching right now, and watch the replays of the 2022 World Cup match versus Netherlands, when Paredes kicks the ball to the Netherlands bench, and that's a red card not given to him. And Lionel Messi's handball in that same game in the midfield, that could have been a yellow card. And that same game in the stoppage time, he received another yellow card, and that would have been a red. So Argentina, that game, they were forgiven two red cards.
Quite something. As you see in the photo, touched the calf, that typically normally would be a red card or a yellow card at least. So Argentina gets their first 3 points. George, what is your prediction for Argentina? Are they the top three contenders in your book? Do you think they'll stop in the quarterfinals? I know they're an older team. Most of the starters were actually played 4 years ago. But where do you see Argentina finishing off in this tournament?
Again, before the World Cup, I would have said, before the start of the tournament, I would have said, no way. No way, not even close to top three. But when you see Spain flopping against a new team to the World Cup, anything can happen. But I still think they'll at most reach the quarterfinal. I think in the quarterfinals, they'll fall. Against most likely Portugal.
But, you know, if you give me some, you know, there's like in the past tournaments, the big teams have had poor starts. You know, Argentina losing to Saudi Arabia in the first match. Spain, I think they lost in 2010, the first match, and then won the World Cup. Right. So maybe Cabo Verde is just a smokescreen.
Hey, yeah, maybe it's just a one-off, an outlier. It could totally be just an outlier. So that's why I keep with my prediction, the bracket as I have it.
Which he actually it. Did the bracket. He held it out in pencil.
Yep. So in the bracket, I have Argentina, Portugal facing off in the quarterfinals.
Again.
Have they ever
faced? You said Portugal, Colombia in the quarterfinals?
Sorry, Argentina, Portugal.
Oh, wow. And you say Portugal beating them.
Yes.
Interesting.
I say Portugal will.
Which could happen.
Will defeat them in the quarterfinals.
They have beaten them in big tournaments like the Nations League, if you consider that a big tournament.
Yep, exactly. So we'll find out today how they fare against Congo.
Congo DR, is it? Congo DP DR? Anyways, so there you have it. Argentina, George's favorite second team. I'm just kidding. In South America, at least.
You know, they should be my second favorite team because of my wife.
Right. You do have that card on the table.
I have it. I do.
You can take it or not.
You know, my mind says, yep, they're my second team. But my heart, just can't reconcile that.
Well, anyway, let's switch to your first favorite team, Colombia, your first love. They play against Uzbekistan. Colombia was one of the four teams to finish the Coleman Bell's RDS qualifying process with 28 points, but a sizable goal difference meant it sat third place in the table between Ecuador and Argentina. How do you see this team, George? They won their two friendlies before the tournament started. You got James Rodriguez, who coming off a great season with the MLS, has a documentary with Netflix. They're coming in high. They're in Mexico, so it's a good friendly territory for them. But how do you see this Colombian team coming in against Uzbekistan? Not a bad team to go off for the first match.
Yes, I think it's a good first game. You know, get their feet wet with the start of the tournament. It's actually six South American teams that qualified.
Right.
And I believe
Bolivia couldn't qualify. They couldn't beat Congo, actually.
They couldn't beat Congo. That's right. But it's Argentina, Brazil, Ecuador, Colombia, Paraguay.
And Uruguay.
Uruguay, yeah. So I think Colombia was sixth. And they jumped up to third place in that last game when they eliminated Venezuela. In Venezuela. So how do I see Colombia? You never know what you're going to get. In that last game in the qualifiers against Venezuela, Venezuela were the favorites.
They were. Because they had to win that game to qualify.
Right.
Or have a chance.
Right. It was literally their most important game of the history of the country. So given that weight, everyone thought that Venezuela was just going to have the best mindset, the appropriate mindset, and win. And they had never lost any home game. So Colombia, they tie it 2-2 in the first half. And in the second half, Luis Suarez secures his starting position with the national team and scores a poker. So sometimes you get games like that where they accomplish feats that literally no other team accomplished. Defeating Venezuela, scoring six goals, not only defeating them at home, but scoring six against them. Other times you get results that no other team gets. So there was like six or seven games in a row in 2025 that they did not win.
Yeah, they went in a streak. After a good Copa America performance, they went on a streak with not scoring a goal or not winning games.
Not scoring a goal was the previous coach. They did score goals
for Qatar.
They just didn't, right. This time around, they just didn't win. They either tied or lost. I think my mind wants to forget what happened.
I think so too. And keep in mind, guys, Colombia did not qualify for the 2022 World Cup in Qatar, reason because of scoring as well. So this is their comeback, a World Cup. They did well in 18 and 14, especially. So this team is way more better players, a lot more players in Europe. I'm not sure how many players are coming in from the domestic league. I don't think too many, right?
Not many, no. It's a combination of Europe and Brazil.
Yeah. And Brazil's a good league, isn't it?
It is a big league. I mean, as they showed in the Club World Cup, didn't they reach?
They reached the semifinals and Palmeiras, and they did not do well against Chelsea. Chelsea went on to beat them.
Yep.
So.
Well, yep. And Chelsea went on to win it all.
There you have it. Uzbekistan. Let's go with them. I'm not sure if you know this, but their coach is Fabio Cannavaro, a World Cup winner from Italy. He is the coach of Uzbekistan. They sit lowly in the 50th in the FIFA World Rankings, which I know you really trust. Colombia's number 13. They did not have two good friendlies, Uzbekistan. They lost against Canada and Netherlands. You can't blame them. Two good teams. And it has not beaten the South American oppositions inside the 90 minutes since Bolivia was defeated 1-0 at the start of 2023. So what do you know about this team? I just read you some facts. but is it a team to be reckoned with?
It is, just because it's the World Cup. Again, Spain, Cabo Verde. Who would have expected that? Cabo Verde, it's their first World Cup versus a previous World Cup champion and favorites to win it this time around. So, like, the difference couldn't be any bigger. So just because of that, yes, it is a force to be reckoned with. Also, they have the world-class coach, former world champion, Italian champion. Uzbekistan will probably play good defense, as the Italians, as they is.
Do. And they kind of have to.
Yeah, as is, you know, as is expected from Italian strategy. They do have a defender in Manchester City. And their striker is not bad.
Husanov.
Plays, but I think he was...
Chomarov plays for Başakşehir. That's probably a team in Turkey. Yeah.
Okay, I think he was the top goal scorer of that league. Someone needs to fact check me on that. But so... So those two players, they have the great coach, and they're probably going to play... in Spanish, it's called bloque bajo. Low block is... That's the literal translation. They'll probably sit back.
And sit back, park the bus. Yeah, right. He is a top scorer in the Turkish league. Wow. Good fact. Interesting fact there.
So...
There are forces to be reckoned with.
So we can't take them that lightly. But I'm hoping it'll be very similar to the Argentina-Algeria game.
3-0?
I mean, that's what I'm hoping.
All right. Let's look at the lineup. This is FotMob's prediction lineup. We got Suarez up top, Rodriguez at the back at the false number 9, Luis Diaz, actually a true number 10, Luis Diaz in the wing, Arias in the wing, Rios in the central mid, Lerma from Crystal Palace, central mid, Mojica, Lukimi central, CB, Sanchez, Davinson Sanchez, Munoz on the right, and Vargas. Is this the lineup you expect, George, for tonight?
One change. I think Rios will be benched, and I think Puerta, the captain of the under-20 team, I think he's the new starter.
Why you say that? Because Rios has been starting for the past year since Copa, had a good tournament. Why you say that now?
He did have a great Copa America. He went to Benfica after being in Palmeiras. I say that because he basically represents Colombia. Great moments and really bad moments. It's just not consistent.
Like Casemiro?
Like Casemiro after Madrid. In Madrid, he was solid.
Reliable.
So I think Gustavo Puerta, who is he plays for the I forgot the team. They placed first place in the second league in the Spanish league. So now they're now in La Liga. So I think that's the starting lineup. Substitute Rios for Puerta.
Puerta, and you're saying that because you're hearing it, or that's what your gut's telling you?
I've seen him play. I went to the Colombia New Zealand game. He scored the first goal. He's all over the field. He reminds me a lot of Racing Santander.
That's in Argentina, right?
No, that's in Spain.
Yeah, see the little crown there. That's Spain.
And
only 22 years old. Oh, over Rios. Interesting. Not surprised. Plays in Spain. I can see that happening. Yeah.
And he reminds me of Federico Valverde. All over the field, always sprinting, smart player, can control the ball, can score. Just a complete player.
There you have it. Uzbekistan, Colombia. He did say a score, but we'll give him a few more minutes to predict. But yeah, big game tonight. Uzbekistan in Mexico City before we head to France. Good venue for Colombia, right?
Yes. Yeah. Especially
altitude. They're used to that. I mean, Uzbekistan has altitude too, by the way. So it's not like it's too different. So
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
They live in the mountainous region near India and Pakistan. Anyways, there you have it. We'll get more into a little bit later in the show. Let's go to France, Senegal. Everyone's saying the stars are not showing up, but Kylian Mbappe did. He scored twice over Senegal. The score is 3-1. Mbappe was a non-factor in the opening half, recording only 14 touches. I don't know if you saw that goal of Michael or Lise giving the pass to Mbappe, but it was a good win by France, wasn't it?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, the first half, no one really understood what happened.
It was kind of boring.
It was kind of boring. You know, when you're facing France, you can't lose those chances. Senegal was unlucky with the first shot that hits the post, you know, and it bounces off the keeper's heel. You know, what you're going to do? That's just part of the game. And towards the end of the first half, almost 1v1 against the goalkeeper, and he just kicks it over the bar. I mean, you can't, you know, those two goals go in, it's 3-3. But France did dominate in the second half, and even though Mbappe scored the two goals, it's all thanks to Michael Olise. What a fantastic playmaker, a fantastic passer, a very smart player.
And he plays with who again?
And he plays for Bayern Munich alongside Harry Kane and Luis Diaz.
Wow, no coincidence. A team that went on a run, PSG beat him, but went on a good run. Now he's playing with a lot of PSG players in France and Mbappe. I can see these two connecting a lot, Olise and Mbappe. That's a good duo.
Fantastic duo. Maybe the best duo in the whole tournament.
Not Rodrigo de Paul and Messi.
No way.
Well, there you have
Algeria. I highly doubt.
We'll see those performances again.
How many times can you score a hat trick in a World Cup? I mean,
not too many. I mean, I can't say that I did.
I think that's his first one.
First time ever, correct? You know, he's played since 2000. I mean, he's played in the World Cup for 20 years. Not exactly, but, you know, 20 years ago he started. And now, obviously, he's going to be his last World Cup. But anyways, let's go to Iraq, Norway. I know George didn't watch it. I watched a little bit. Erling Haaland scored his first two World Cup goals. He could have had three, including one off a defensive blunder, and added an assist in his tournament debut. First time Norway and him in the World Cup Tuesday to propel Norway to 4-1 victory over Iraq in Group I. Keep in mind, Erling Haaland is one of the best strikers in the Premier League, high scoring, probably the most dangerous striker, maybe like the best striker in the world. And they beat Iraq 4-1 in New England. I thought the match was really good. Norway... Some say they're I can say they're sleepers. They got Odegaard from Arsenal. We'll see. I don't know if they could beat a France or they could beat an Argentina or Portugal. But, George, what do you think about this Norway team? Do you think they'll go deep or they're just, we always say quarterfinal stop. I don't feel like the quarterfinals that little line where no one can cross, you know?
Yeah, I forgot how I have it in my bracket, but I think they could go far for sure. But I think if things go as expected, they might face off Spain. They're going to face off a good team, a big team early on after group stage. So that might, and that's going to make it harder for them. But yes, I mean, I think they're the number one team out of the surprise teams in this World Cup.
Right. Because I put them up there with the sleeper or like the dark horse with Ivory Coast, Senegal, Morocco. They're in that same pool, I would say. Morocco might be like 1A on top of the dark horse sleeper, I would think, because they've been to the Final Four before. They could do it again. But keep in mind, guys, this World Cup has a round of 32, so that there's an extra layer in the knockout round. So we'll see what happens. All right, so let's go to the other game yesterday, last night. I did not see it. I think George is a night owl. Austria beat Jordan 3-1. You know, pretty much a late night game in San Francisco. Let me pull up the stats because this game was key for Austria, another European team you got to consider. They do got, let me pull this up, like a quick here. Goal by Schmid, El Harab, and Arnautovic, who played in the Premier League about 10 years ago, and a goal by Jordan in the 50th minute. There was an own goal. There's been about two or three own goals in this tournament, George, if you didn't know that.
I did not. I had no idea.
Yeah, there was first one was Paraguay. I guess you remember that one.
I do, of course, remember.
Exactly. So, you know, Austria had most of the ball possession, 63% to 37, which guarantees a win, in my opinion. Not really. You still have to score goals. And Austria has some good players here. Schmid, Arsenovac, I think he got subbed in. So a lot of these players, they got Alaba, who played for Liverpool a couple of years ago. He actually plays for Madrid. Still in Madrid, but he doesn't start for Madrid either way. And got Lehmer from Bayern Munich. Sabitzer, he's the one that I saw in the Premier League, plays for Dortmund. So, anyways, any thoughts on Austria and Jordan?
I don't know these teams. I don't know Jordan, Austria really well. Lehmer plays for Bayern Munich, as you're displaying there.
Yeah.
Madrid, we know them.
A lot of German player leagues here.
Lehmer has a number 10 as an interesting. I think he plays left back for Bayern Munich.
Yeah, and you know a lot of these players play different positions in their club versus the country level. So
very interesting. Well, 3-1. Very similar stats, very similar score
to the Argentina game.
To the Colombia Jordan game.
Oh, you're right. Tell us about that game.
Yes, because Jordan played Colombia. That was the last game before. That was their last game before the World Cup.
Which was in California.
California, right. So it was in California, 2-0. Colombia won. Similar possession distribution. You know, like 64% Colombia / Austria and the rest for Jordan. So two goal difference, very similar. So I think that tells you more about Jordan than Colombia and Austria.
Interesting. Okay, so Group J, Argentina leads, then Austria second, 3 Jordan, Algeria. How do you see this group shaping up? Who will win the group and who will follow 2, 3, 4?
Yeah, I think Argentina is going to win it. Then Austria, I think everyone has the same hierarchy. Argentina, Austria.
These two be a toss-up.
Algeria, Jordan.
Yeah, Algeria has Mahrez. He did not play yesterday, so...
he did play. He was a sub.
There you go. I guess he fell into form. He's not like the Man City Mahrez.
No. He's past his prime. I am interested in the Argentina-Austria game. Austria can be a dark horse. I mean, nobody is talking about... You don't think so?
He's not on the same level as Norway or
no.
Morocco, Senegal. They're in that group 3 table pool, I think. But we'll see what happens. All right, let's go to predictions, George. Portugal versus Congo in an hour, actually in 20 minutes. Who you got for this game in Houston?
It'll be similar to, in my opinion, France-Senegal. So 3-1. Portugal winning.
I don't know if Portugal scores that many goals, but they do have a lot of team. Vitinha, Bernardo Silva just signed a real Madrid contract this morning, so he's all set, ready to go. I got Portugal 2-0. They're not a high-scoring team. No, tonight, okay. England versus Croatia in Texas. Croatia, Final Four, you're a Modric fan. England has Harry Kane. Who do you got?
Wow. I think Harry Kane is the best number 9 today.
With Holland.
I think there are different types of number 9s. Harry Kane is more of a false 9.
False and a number, yeah.
Holland is more pure number 9. So maybe different. Type of maybe nines. You can say they're different positions. But he is number 9, and so I think he's the best number 9 today. I say 2-2.
Oof.
Similar to the...
Brazil-Morocco.
Brazil Morocco was 1-1, similar to the.
But this is more goals. Game. Which game? Sorry.
Netherlands Japan.
Oh yeah, that was a good game 2-2. So who's coming from behind to tie it?
Croatia.
I can see that. There you have it, 2-2 in a dome stadium. England complains about the heat. They also complain about their equipment getting stolen for some reason in Texas, but this time they're back on track. They got their German coach Tuchel, so we'll see if they can put this team online, go to win the World Cup. They haven't done it since '66. If you did not know that, George. And finally, the game of the night: Ghana versus Panama. One of the players, Partey, was not allowed in Canada because he's facing rape charges in England. Who do you have? Ghana versus Panama.
Ghana versus Panama. I think it'll be similar to the New Zealand. Who do they play?
New Zealand.
So it'll be 2-1, Ghana winning it.
2-1, Ghana, the African. They tied against Iran 2-2 on Monday.
Okay.
So quite interesting. Anyways, there you have it. And tonight, finally, you said 3-0 earlier on the show. Do you still have 3-0 Colombia beating Uzbekistan? Canavaro's Uzbekistan.
That's what I was hoping for. But
what does your logic say?
Right. I think it'll be 3-1.
3-1.
3-1.
You know the goals have a clean sheet because the goal difference will come to play. If things
absolutely, that's why I'm hoping for 3-0.
But it's gonna be 3-1.
I think it'll be 3-1 because somehow Colombia's they have good defenders, but they allow a lot of goals. It's very strange.
Interesting. They're playing the best clubs, but they allow goals. Yeah, and their keeper wise, is that a good reliable keeper in Colombia?
He was until very recently.
Interesting.
So I was going to say one other thing about them. Yeah, they were the highest scoring team, I think, in the qualifiers and Copa America, Colombia.
Wow.
So a lot of goals, but they also allow them.
Interesting. So clean sheets, it's not going to be happening as much. So, but hey, maybe with Uzbekistan, they got one of the best strikers in Turkey playing for that team. Something to think about. Canavaro, World Cup winner, knows how to win World Cups. So going up against Colombia and Mexico City, full out, sellout crowd. Key game because they play Portugal in 2 weeks. So they have to win this game. They can secure that 6 points every team needs. Because you get 6 points, you're guaranteed the next round, George.
That's right.
Well, there you have it. World Cup coverage Wednesday. I was not here Monday because I was actually at the Uruguay versus Saudi Arabia match. It was in my bucket list. I got to go. It was a good experience. A lot of people. It was muggy, but I had a good time.
Great game.
And I don't think I'll go to another game for ticket prices reason. But, hey, I got it out of the way. So, anyways, George, what is the best way for people to reach you online if you have an X, Instagram, so people can, you know, hey, debate you. Hey, you know, Colombia does have a good defense. And I'll tell you why.
Okay, yeah, I do have an X. I never post, but I think it's jdelgado9.
George is read-only X. He doesn't post.
Yeah, I'm read-only.
Anyways, you can reach us at SportsCast1 on X and Instagram or thesportscast.net. We'll be live tweeting. Portugal plays in a few minutes. So look, see, Cristiano Ronaldo will not be the oldest player, but he is 41. We'll make that the top 10 list. How many goals will Ronaldo have in this tournament?
I don't think we'll have many.
Don't think so either. We'll see how Portugal plays with Ronaldo. They still have faith in him. So anyways, George, thanks for coming on. Your first episode in podcast history. We'll see you next week.
I'll see you next week.
And this was your update.